Last time we mentioned the machlokas Rav Moshe and Rav Aharon Kotler, the way Rabbi Eider presents it, as to whether the inside of a tanur has a din of toch hakira, and if it has a din of toch hakira, then it would be aser b'hachzara, even if it's gar v'katam. Unless Rav Moshe says you have like a super gar v'katam, you put it in an insert that covers the entire tanur. And that's the position, as we noted, of most poskim that we view the inside of a tanur as toch hakira, and therefore it's aser b'hachzara, as opposed to the position of Aharon Kotler, which reflects the Aruch HaShulchan, that our tanurim are constructed differently, our whole cooking system is different than the old cooking system, and it doesn't make sense to distinguish between toch and algabav anymore, because you cook equally inside and outside. So I circulated to you a daf akashas from the OU, year 19, number 10, a article written by my neighbor, Rabbi Eli Gersten, about the OU's position on Hachzara matters. They quote this as a machlokas, Rabbi Belsky and Rav Shechter. Rabbi Belsky was matir, putting stuff, letocha tanur, as per Hachzara. If you put some kind of minimal cut katima on the bottom, and Rav Shechter was machmir. When Rav Shechter, we'll get to this, as we go on in some other contexts, but as opposed to, as we'll see this more, we talk about hot plates, but Rabbi Willie thinks that in general, we're choshesh when it comes to Hachzara for both the reason of Shami Yechata and the reason of Mefzik and Mevashel, which was reflected in fact that the Shabrua says different things in different places. And therefore, if you're going to construct a carve out for Hachzara or for Nisina Mechadish, if there may be situations where that's mutter, it has to account for the fact that you're obviating both the Shami Yechata concern and the Mefzik and Mevashel concern. Rav Shechter is much more convinced that the only real concern is Shami Yechata, which in certain situations may lead to Chumra, certain situations may lead to Kulas, but we're not really concerned about Mefzik and Mevashel. After all, the fact that the Ramah quotes the Shita Saran, or is choshesh for the Shita Saran, about being machzir something on before Shabbos, that indicates that we're concerned about Shami Yechata. Could have said that the Ramah says we're concerned about both. That's why we're choshesh. But the Rav Shechter thinks he understands the Rav understood this, that the real reason is Mechzik and Mevashel is Shami Yechata. And he says that when he had these arguments with Rabbi Belsky always talks about Mechzik and Mevashel. Rav Shechter said, no, it's not Mechzik and Mevashel. That doesn't bother us. It's all Shami Yechata. But the Rav Shechter is machmir on our tanurim b'toch. And the OU policy reflected there is l'chumra for that reason to be choshesh that there would be an Isser Hachzara on Toch. Okay. We also discussed last time the din of Samuch and the fact that there may be more heterim for the maps or something Samuch le'esh as opposed to al'esh mamish. The Ramah quotes that, and the Mechaber doesn't, so that was the Machlokas in Kibager and the Dog of Rivava. Even in the Mechaber, is there a status of Samuch that may be different than Al-Gabav? So that's potentially relevant to various areas on a blech. So as we've established, it seems like most people don't use blechs anymore, so for many this may be of limited practical value. But in the early Kirsus Sfarim, this is a focus. So Rabbi Eider, beginning on page 363, outlines that on a blech, there are three areas. It's like when Israel entered the Oslo Accords, the Yehudan Shomron were divided into area A, area B, and area C. So before that, Rabbi Eider divided a blech into area A, area B, and area C. Area A is the area directly on top of the fire. Area B is the area that's not directly over the fire, but if you put food there, it could reach Yad Soledispo. And area C is further away, And even if you put it there all day, the food's not going to reach Yad Soledispa. So number one, it's practically difficult to ascertain what's considered area B and what's considered area C. You probably need significant experimentation to see exactly where is the border at which something can't reach Yad Soledispa, which is why even if theoretically there may be grounds lakula in certain situations, you might be playing with fire, pardon the pun, if you don't exactly know what's what. But at least in terms of the theoretical presentation, so Rabbi Eider initially says as follows. He says, for most halachos, area A and area B are identical. And therefore, there's an Isser Hachzara, where Hachzara is relevant both onto area A and onto area B. However, and at the same time, you could move from area A to area B and area B to area A based on a Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Zayin Os Yud, who writes that you can move from something considered samuch to something considered al gaba. So if you have an area that's samuch, you can move from samuch where it reaches the asledispo, but it's samuch, you can move to al gaba because kol shiyoy achasi. All considered a single shahiyah. So if you have something that starts out in area B, it's Yad Soledispa, but it's not Al-Gaba Eish Mamish, you can move it on to area A. If you have something on area A, you could definitely move it on to area B. So even if area B is not Al-Eish Mamish, it's Samuch, and you can move from Samuch to Al-Gaba because Kol Shihoi Achasi. And that's what Shmir Shabbos writes as well. Rabbi Willig is skeptical about that because he doesn't think that's necessarily correct. The Chazon Ish brings a raya from Hatmana that the Rishalmi says you can't move something from a state of Hatmana, a state that's Mutman, to a state of Shehiyah, but Kol Shir Achasi. Rabbi Willig was skeptical, is that necessarily the correct? The fact that the Yushalmi tells you there's a restriction on moving something from a state of mutman to a state of musha doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't restrictions on different gradations of shehiyah. So Rabbi Willig thinks not like the Chazon Ish to be choshesh, that you couldn't move from an area that is samuch to an area that is al gaba. But then Rabbi Eider says, so you can move from area A to area B, area B to area A, because you can move from Al Samach to Gabo and Al Gabo to Samach. And then he says, you could also do Nesina Mechadash on area C. Because on the third area, not over the fire, not able to be heated to Yasla this bow, one may place even cold foods to warm up. You can take something out of the refrigerator that's ice cold, that's Nisbashal, called Sarcho, obviously, and put it in area C. Maybe even not in the special Sarcho. The point is that it's an area that can't reach as well as well. So there's no potential visual exposure. This is permissible even if they're not on the fire of Blach on Shabbos. One may even remove cold food and even cold liquids from the refrigerator and place them on this area to warm up. Even foods which have not been cooked may be placed there to warm up. This is permissible since they can never reach Yad Soledispa. So area C, assuming you can figure out with certainty what's area C, that's not area B, if it can never reach Yad Soledispa, so there's no potential visual exposure. So forget about Azara. You don't even have to worry about visual, because there's no way in the world that it could get to a state of Bishal. So according to that, you can move from area A to area B, area B to area A. You can put something from the fridge in area C, but you can never move from area C to area B, because then you're moving to a place where it could reach Yatzaledispo. So that would be an Isser of Nesina Mechadash if you don't have the Tanai Hatzara. Then Rabbi Eider writes, some poskim hold that one should refrain from placing food on the third area on Shabbos unless the conditions of Hatzara are present. Who are these poskim? Footnote, tough, Resh, Ayin, Gimel, 1073. Question the Chazanish, Lamed Zayin Osches, V'yesh L'stapek, Im Samuch L'piv, Ein Yatzale Despo, Uba Amko Yatzale Despo, Im Butel Hatzir. So if it's at the edge of the black, it's never going to reach Yatzale Despo. The area further in on the black will reach Yatzale Despo. So can you put anything on the edge of the black even without Tanai Yatzara? U'mistaber D'Aser, She'ein limser l'kol echa taraso biyado. You can't make everybody paskin on their own. Where to draw the line? The ein kan milchitza hamigaderes bein makam ha'aser l'makam hamutter. So it's not clear, how do you know where to literally draw the line? There's no milchitza between area C and area B. So in principle, as a matter of absolute halacha, if you're assured that area C will never reach Yatzale Despo, and you know it's area C, you could put something from the fridge that's ice cold or even that was never cooked in area C. But in practice, that's going to lead to a slippery slope, because how are you going to know exactly where to draw the line, what's area C and what's area B? So the Chazon Ish says, in practice, you have to be machmir on that. Rabbi Eider has a tshuva from Rav Moshe. This is Os Lamed Zayin on the back. So he asked, Al gabei tanuim didan amuchusim beblech. Davar yavesh mevushel chatzarcho kibaser bekugel. Shaya bimekarer ha'im mutter lanicho al blech l'schameim b'li hefzik kedera. So not talking about kedera gabe kedera kadosh. We're talking about putting it straight on the blech if it's ice cold. Says Rav Moshe, dafka el makom she efshar lovely deyatzledes afilu kishiyusham kol yom mutter. So Rav Moshe says, yeah, if it's real area C, you could put it there. If it's never going to be yatzledes, well, aval makom she miyusham zman gadol yatzledes aser the mitzvah of the gami aser chazara afi yavesh. If it could reach Yatzale Despo, even if it takes a long time, it'll be us. They're fine. But then he says, "Uba hotelin, hotels, ein lahatir klal afilu la'anashim aksherim." So even if you have a good mashgiach, you shouldn't allow this in hotels. So I think what he's saying is that in a hotel, you have to be careful about drawing the lines and slippery slope more so than in your house. In your house, you could have reasonable confidence if you know for sure what's area C, then the Sina Mechadish is mutter. In a hotel, it's harder to be on top of things, even if you are from the Anashim Sherim. So the Chazon Ish says this for everyone, that A, Limsol Kol Echa Tarasa Biyado, you can't empower anyone if you don't have a clear demarcation, you don't have a Mechitza between area C and area B, the risk is too great to allow it. Moshe sounds like in a hotel, you have to be concerned about that, but at home, you don't have to be as concerned.
Yeah, so that, they may go because it's a stomach derabanan or maybe stomach secretion derabanan. Meaning you're never putting in place three things. If you're putting in place three things, it's okay. You think it's not going to get that hot. And
right.
You mess up, like you're just not sure.
Well, it depends what we're talking about. So if we're talking about something that's already in the special legamri where there's no concern of potential dishel, so then there are more grounds potentially to be makel, especially if there are other tzirufim, like the Rana we'll talk about, if it was on the flame when Shabbos began, et cetera. But here we're talking about things that maybe weren't either, we're talking even about liquors, we're talking about things that were potentially non-dispatchal legami beforehand. So then we're not only worried about a derabanan of Achzara, we even worried about the deraisa bishul. So you're right that in principle there may be more grounds to be mako if we're only talking about a hakzara issue and not a potential bishul issue. And then the other direction. So Rabbi Eider has these two positions. It sounds like his default position is that, and Ramosha says this, at least in your home, that you could put something at area C, lechachila, even if it wasn't in the special garment, even davarlach, etc. And he quotes a minority opinion, well, he quotes some poskim, the Chazon Ish, that you shouldn't. So the Chazon Ish was mako, then you can move from area B to area A because he has a kula that me sum of lal gab is mutter. The Chazon Ish was makar in practice not to put anything on area C because you don't can't easily tell the difference between area C and area B. In the other direction, the Aruch HaShabbos quotes from Rav Eliashiv and others that you can put a tasha l'chachila even on area C because the entire blech has a din of al. So even if Rabbi Eider says you have area A, area B, and area C, and Aruch HaShabbos goes from Rav Eliashiv, there's only area A. The entire blech is considered al. So if it's only area A, that's a kula and a chumra. It's a kula. Why is it all considered al? Because there's a flame under the blech. The blech distributes the heat. So it's considered that it's all under the flame. So that's a kula in that if you have something on area C, you can potentially move it even to area B. It's a chumra that you can't do Nisina Mechadash on area C, because area C is essentially area B or maybe even area A. So in theory, even from C to A, because that's all considered to be al gabo. So you have shidas min akatsa lakatsa here. How do you view the blech? So that's why in practice, it's probably a good idea to avoid getting into these shilas. And unless, if you know for sure what's considered area C, so I think that is minug, to the extent you talk about common practice, but I think common practice in America was to do Nesina Mikadosh on something that's definitely area C. But in practice, it's hard to know exactly what's area C. If you have four burners and one burner is on a low flame, so you probably have to experiment. But it's likely that if you put something in the exact opposite spot in the blech, it's not going to get the Yatzledes, but even if you put they're all Shabbos. But as the Chazon Ish expresses a concern, it's hard to know where to draw the line. So in practice, in the years that we did have a blech, I was always very hesitant to put anything anywhere on a blech just because of this confusion and difficulty of ascertaining exactly what's area C, even if you were prepared to be mako of that area C.
Would we care about
the tin that is
in or only the food?
We really tin get out of the food. We think the tin can get the yatzledes, but the food can't get the yatzledes.
Let's
see
if a tin of rice, the food item, is also sure.
I'm sorry?
The metal tin is not a food item.
So right.
It doesn't matter. That's the answer of this.
Right. I think that's correct. As long as it's not something that. It's not a metal pot that was never used or that's being formed for the first time, which isn't nice for us. What would be of importance is whether the food gets the outside this
one. What if like it's like rice? Like, we apply like it's a barovidol or like a unit of rice for like the closest corner?
No, so I think the bishul's on it. The chassid shir's asur too. Yeah. Okay. So now. There's another mini sugya that you could kind of gloss over because it's not quoted explicitly in Shulchan Aruch or in the Rambam. We alluded to it or touched on it when we saw the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph last time, but it appears in slightly different formulations, both on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph and on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. So Gemara Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, towards the top, has the din of Kitma Vehuvera, that if you were Kotem your Kira, you did Kitima, but then the coals that you were Kotem are now reignited. So the Gemara there has that Kitma Vehuvera is Mutter Lahashas, that if you wanted to enable Shehia by covering the coals with ashes by doing Kitima, and then at some point the ashes reignite, so the effect of the original Kitima has been compromised, still Mutter Lahashas. The fact that the Kitima's effect was compromised doesn't prevent the continued heter of Shehiyah. The Lech HaMishnah is bothered, Lech HaMishnah Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, why the Rambam has no mention of this halacha. So yes, that is a tema. Tema of the Rambam, why was the Rambam mashmit this din of Kitma the Huvera? So that point notwithstanding, and the fact that it's not quoted explicitly in Shulchan Aruch notwithstanding, the Magen Avraham does quote this halacha. Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sifkata and Gimel. The Rambam writes, "Afilu huver acher kach shari, kevan degila daito delo bai legachalim sagi." That even if your ketima is subsequently compromised, since initially you're a megaladas, that you're not interested in the gachalim, the fact that you were coating them reflects a giloi das, so that effect still stands. And you can continue to be Masha even if the Gechalim are then reignited. So writes the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Gimel. So quotes the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud Dalek. Prima Gadim here, and the Eshel Avraham, the Magen Avraham, says, even though this is really two deos in Tosfos, so that long tosis there is two days. This din of Kitma Vehuvera is that only true if the food item is Nisbashu Kol Tzarcho Umitztamek Viralo, or does it apply even short of that? The heter of Shehi in general that allows you, once you're Gori Fekotem, you're allowed to do Shehiya, even if it's mistamek the yafalo, even if it's not nispashu klatsark, as long as it's nispashu klamachab in desai. Potentially. So are the does the allowance of kinma v'huvra apply wherever shia would be mutter with regular garfakatum, it continues, or is there a different standard that if it's kinma v'huvra, we only allow continued shia if it's already nispashu klatsark, so that's two days in Tosus here. Dear Maskel Shrami, another Prima Gadim says that since we're talking about it, did the Rabbanon, Sveika the Rabbanon, Lukula. Mr. Brura in Sivkatan Yitzayin doesn't think you have to go that far. Mr. Brura points out that it's not just the Sveika the Rabbanon, Lukula, but Rov Yishonim are Mako. So it is two days in Tosfos, but all the Chachmei Sfar, it says in Mr. Brura, are Mako. So it's not just 2 days in Tosfos, but Rov Yishonim and Mekel, that Kitma Vehuvera would be relevant, would be helpful, even if it's not even short of Nisbashu Kol Tzarcho Umitztamek V'Ralo. And therefore, whenever Shehiyah is Mutter under normal circumstances, if you're Kotem it, it continues to be Mutter if it's Kitma Vehuvera. Okay, now the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, who quote this halacha in the context of Shehiyah, don't make any mention in the context of Hafzara. They only quote this halacha for Shia purposes, not for Hafzara purposes. What's the din if you are Kotem, and then Huvara for Hafzara purposes? The first glance, it may depend on whether Hafzara is driven by Shem Yechata or whether it's driven by Mechzik and Mevasha. If it's driven by Shem Yechata, as the Magen Avraham says, the reason we're Mekel by Kibbeh v'Huvara is that you're ready Megala Das, that you have no interest in the Gechol. So that Gilui Das is a Shem Yechata consideration. So if Hafzara is driven by the same Shem Yechata as Shehiyah, then to the extent that it works for Shehiyah, it should work for Hafzara as well. If, however, Hafzara is Nefzi Kibbevashel driven, so what good does it make that you were Kotem the Gechol before Shabbos, but now the effect of the Gechalim are the effect of the Ketima is no longer discernible, and you're going to do a Hafzara onto the Kira, so that's an act that's Mechzik and Mevashel, because the original Ketima has been compromised. So the Gemara in Lamed Zayin of Beis that we saw talks about Kibbeh v'Huvara in the context of Shehiyah. However, the Gemara that we saw last time in Lamed Zayin and Aleph has this in the context of Hafzara. Here the Gemara is the term, not Kibbeh v'Huvara, but Kibbeh v'Nislapsa. And this is the context of Smicha of Hafzara. The Sefer Shvus Yitzchak, which we're quoting now for the first time, but if you look in the Dirsha Mishnah Berurah, every two lines he quotes the Shvus Yitzchak quoting something from Eliyashiv. Shvus Yitzchak, Yitzchak Darzi, multiple volumes on Shabbos. This volume is just on Shehiyah of Hafzara and a little bit on Mana. Yerushalayim Tav Shin Nun Dalid. But seems to be a repository of Tzakim from Rav Eliyashiv. So he discusses this question. Are there grounds for being Mekel on Kibbeh v'Huvara for Hafzara purposes? So this will be relevant in the following Lamaisa application. You have a blech, and the blech falls off on Shabbos. So you did your ketima, and now the blech falls off. What does that do as far as Hafzara? So before we get to that application, just in terms of the question that we're addressing, halach lemaisa kibbeh v'huvara for Hafzara, that the Gemara and Lamed Zayin and Aleph indicates that this din does apply for Hafzara, but even the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam does, as we said, the Shulchan Aruch, as we said, don't mention it even in the context of Shia. Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, bring it up in the context of Shehiya, not in the context of Hafzara. So he says, at first glance, maybe you say the following. The second day in Tosfos, and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, distinguishes or takes the two lashons of the Gemara more literally, that there's a difference between Kibbeh v'Huvara on Amud Beis and Kibbeh v'Nislapsa on Amud Aleph. Kibbeh v'Huvara is more extreme than Nislapsa. By Nislapsa, they're not fully reignited. By Nislapsa, so you had cover the ashes, and now they light up a little bit, but not to the extent that they would light up before the initial Kedima, as opposed to Huvara, where they light up totally to the extent that they did before the original Kedima. So maybe you'll say, if you take that distinction literally, like the second day in Tosfos, that the Hatter of Hafzara that's entertained on Lamed Zayin and Aleph is only if it's Nislapsa, only if the effect of the original ketima is still perceived. There's just a little bit of a reigniting, as opposed to huvara, where there it only works for shahia, but not for hachzara. However, he points out, number one, the Mishnah Berura and the Sharetzi and Yud Zayin assumes like the first day in Tosos, for whom there's no distinction between huvara and the flapsa, and that's not a distinction of significance. Number two, he points out, there are Rishonim that are Mefurash, that the dinim are equal for Shahiya and for Hatzara. That's what emerges from the Ramban, and that's Mefurash in the Meiri, Lamed Zayin Amud Al, Dibur Maskel, Mi Shakatam. That the heter of Kimba Behuver applies equally to Hatzara as it does to Shahiya. So the Yitzchak suggests, based on something that he heard from Rav Yashiv, so Rav Yashiv noted that, let's say, standard case of Ketima, you have 10 people who live in the house, only one of them is doing the actual Ketima. So the Baal Bayis does the Ketima, and that act of Ketima, the part of the Baal Bayis, allows everyone else in the household to be Masha or to be Machzir. If it's supposed to indicate a Gili Das, so what does a Gili Das of one person help for everyone else? Why are we concerned that the other people are going to be Mechata V'Gachala? Ella what? There must be that when it comes to creating a heter of gar v'katam, the heter is chal on the kira. So it doesn't make a difference who did it. As long as it's done, even though it's true that only one person did the act of ketima and only that person contributed his gili das, but at the end of the day, once that's done, there's a heter that is chal on this kira. So you said Rav Yashiv said in the context of Shahiya, maybe that's true in the context of Hafsara as well. He says that's easy to understand even if you're worried about Mexican Mavashel, but maybe it's easy to understand if, as we discussed the last time this question, the Mexican Mavashel is oriented towards the person as opposed to others, as opposed to Klapei Chayim. If it's an internal Mefsikim of Ashel, so once you've done your act of Ketima, so we're not as worried that you are going to do anything else going forward as far as Bishul goes. So maybe that's easy to understand, that bottom line, we were matter this Kira, and that heter stands. What about our shaila of the blech that falls off? So if somehow you had a blech, you lifted the challan pot off the blech with every intention of now putting it back on the blech after someone scoops off some chalent late Friday night, and then a gust of wind comes and blows the blech off the rage. So can you return the chalent pot onto the flame now that the blech has disappeared? Says Rav Moshe, Tshuva Lamed Hey to Rabbi Eider, Mistaber de Bekatma Afshenitz Labsa Ika Ksas Heker Echja Kimba. So in the case of Kimba Vahuvara, Kimba Vinislabsa, says Moshe, it's Mistaber that there's still some Heker that remains from the original act of Ketima. The after mitchila lo sagi below kisa kol gachalim. Kevin shakatam kula v'huveru gachalim amukutamim lo nesar. Kevin shagila daito de lo bai l'gachalim. So in a standard case of kinma v'huvera, there's still some residual effect of the original ketima. Aval kishavusara efer shakatan behen shalo nikar klau gili daita de mitchila. But if you have a case of kinma v'huvera where the entire effect of original ketima is totally gone, and there's nothing, the standard ketima, Moshe says, so you covered all the coals with ashes, and now a lot of the ashes disappear, and it reignites. But there's still some ashes somewhere there. But if, Taka, all the ashes disappeared, and it doesn't look any different than it did before your initial act of ketima, should be aser. L'chein b'nafal ablech, im kulo ein lahatir. So if the entire blech falls off, that's analogous to all the ashes being removed. That would be aser. Im iksaso yesh lahatir. So Moshe thinks that a blech is worse than kimah v'huvera. Kimah v'huvera, kimah v'nislapsa, there's still going to be some effect, even if it's minimal, of the original ketima. But when it comes to blech, if you put on the blech and now the blech is totally off, then there's no effect of the original ketima anymore, and it would now be aser b'achzara. And the Shvus Yitzchak Peritalit posim of Yashiv, Rav Yashiv is Mekel. Rav Yashiv thought that there's Makom Lahatir, even if the blech falls off totally, based on his analysis, that when it comes to Garva Katim, we're looking at the heter on the Kira. So once the heter was Chal on the Kira, and there was original Gili Das, that continues to be helpful, the gift that keeps on giving, even if the blech disappears.
Why would Moshe be more vehicle by Shibia?
So he's more concerned by Hatzara because of Nafsika Mavasha. That if, at least that's the way Rabbi Eider phrases the question, so I'm assuming Rabbi Ramosha is responding to that presentation, that when it comes to Nafsika Mavasha, if you have a little bit of, even if it's only a little bit of residual ketima, it still looks different than, you know, there's still something of a heker that obvious and mafsik and mavashel concern. There's still some difference that you notice as opposed to if it's totally removed. If the concern is, if it's only as far as shehiya, shemi yachata, because I don't know. You know, the shiloh is about Asara, the answer is about Asara. But from the answer that low, that you can't say Gila Daita de Lobai the Gachalim if everything is removed, maybe be Machmir Rashi also. I'm not sure. He wasn't asked about Shia and he didn't answer about Shia. But in terms of Svaros, maybe that could be Machman Shia also. Not sure. I don't think Rabbi Eider addresses that in the text here. The Shmir Shad has talked about this also in the footnote Samach Dalid in the new edition. So he writes, First, he writes, Shemati from Rosh Hashanah, that if the black falls off, Asir lahatzir esekadera, I kima v'huvera, maybe that heter only applies to Shia and not Afzara, meaning we never say kima v'huvera for Afzara. Ubefrat b'chi agavna shelo asa maisa v'gofa esh. Then Rosh Hashanah said, it's not true. That's b'vur for the Gemara Lama Zayin and Aleph. There's no chilah between Shia and Hachzara. So it should be mutter b'Hachzara too. The Rif and the Rama don't quote it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Magen Avraham does. He says, Achras Achronim is mutter bein lahashos bein lahachzir. Then it should be mutter. Then he says, Re'isim shuvasir Moshe hu asir. So the way he presents it, Rosh Hashanah wasn't misyaches to Ramosha's chiluk between kima v'huvera partially and totally. And what he was in Rosh Hashanah is the only question is whether the heter of kima v'huvera applies to Afzara. So if it applies to Afzara, then should be mutter even if the blech falls off totally. So that's where Rosh Hashanah sounds like he lands. Originally, Rosh Hashanah thought that kibbutz huber doesn't apply to Afzara at all, so the blech falls off, tough luck. But then Rosh Hashanah said he thought that it did apply to Afzara, and Shmuel Shabbos himself was Ramosha, that Ramosha was Machner. Okay. Take a look now at the Ran. Back to the beginning of Parakira, Daf, Tesvav, Amud Beis. Sorry, this is later on. Yuzayin Amud Beis, the Daf Be Harif. Yuzayin Amud Beis, the Daf Be Harif. Says the Ran, paragraph beginning of Mi'u. Umir b'Yerushalmi mashma, the kol hani pluksa, lesnehu, ella b'shesilkan me agabi akira me arishabis, v'lo akziran ad shecha shecha. Lo machlokas chananya en chachamim is only relevant if you remove something from the kira before Shabbos. And you put it back once Shabbos begins. I'm sorry, we're not going to Chananya Chachamim, we're going on Beisil Beishamai, whether Af Machzir and Machzir Nafil B'Shabbos. They said that's only relevant. B'Shasilka Me Al Gabi Akir Me Ere Shabbos. Lo Achzir and Ad Shech HaShecha. The Garcina and Hasam and the Yerushalmi, the end of Halacha Aleph. Not Lu Mib'od Yom. Machziro Mib'od Yom. If you remove something from the flame Ere Shabbos, you can return it Ere Shabbos. Not Lu Mishech HaShecha. Machziro Mishecha Shecha. If you remove it Friday night, you can return it Friday night. Natlo Mibod Yom, the Kiddush Shalav Hayom. If you remove it Friday and then Shabbos begins, it was Simon Bar Tadai, Bishem Rav Oshia, Imenichu Asir L'Taltalo. In that case, that's where Tanoi Achzara are relevant. If you put it down, You can move it. Amr Blazer Shem Oshia Mishari Sayisi Esra Plia Gadova Yisi Malalo Khan and Biduta Takan with Dutal Yona. They moved it from one pillar or one station to another station. And that's the case where the Rishami asks, what's the din if you don't put Al-Gabe Karka, we put it Al-Gabe something in the middle? So that'll shayla v'nichol gabe karka, or lo v'nichol gabe karka, but al-gabe safsal, that's only relevant where you were notum v'od yom, aval notum mishach ha-shecha, but if it was on the flame when Shabbos began, and then you removed it, afilu v'nichol gabe karka, mutar l'achzira. Even if you put it down the ground, you can still do hachzara. Okay. Says the Beis Yosef that this position of the Ran, based on his read of the Yerushalmi, that the requirement of Tanai Achzara is only relevant where it wasn't on the flame when Shabbos began. But as long as it was on the flame when Shabbos began, even in Yukal Gabi Karka doesn't prevent being maxirid as long as it's Nispasha Kolsarf already. The Beis Yosef says that's not the position of Tosfos. It's not the position of the Rush, because Tosfos and the Rush hold that Hatzar is relevant even at Erev Shabbos, as we saw. And that's the position of the Rambam as well, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud. However, the Darkei Moshe writes, Darkei Moshe in the Oth Dalid asterisk in the Talmud Devarah printing, so the Darkei Moshe writes that many are knowing Lahakel like the Ran, that they would be machzir agave karka as long as the food, they would be maniach agave karka machzir as long as the food is hot, meaning as long as the food is on the flame, on the blech, when Shabbos began, and then you take it off the blech and put it on the floor, as long as it's still hot, you can put it back on the flame. So you can take your challah pot off on 10 p.m. Friday night, put it down on the ground, take your challah, as long as it's still hot, 10 minutes later, you can put it back on the blech. That's what the Darkei Moshe Aruch quotes from the Kolbo. And this is what the Rama quotes in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis. The Rama writes, V'yesh omrim, the kol zeh eino aser rakish and notlu min akira mibod yom v'lo hitziro ad shecha shecha. Aval, im lochu misha mishecha shecha, afilu inicho agave karka mutter. Ran perakir v'kolba. V'chei nogim lahakel b'tanuim shalanu, sheyesh lehem din kira, Visokim Atmal Divre Hamakila. So in Krakow, people were makel based on this Ran. Vitov Lahachmir. Better to be Mahmir. Miu in this time of the Kuliyama Usr. But if it cooled off, then even the Ran would say it's Usr Lachzira. Says Mishabura Sif Katan Samich Zayin. Vitova Hachmir, ki harbe poskim chokim al Iran, v'o ki beis Yosef so v'shigam Iran lo hiter el agabe kira v'lo b'socho. Maybe even the Iran was only matir al gabav and not b'socho. V'gam agan Avram mitzadik ki beis Yosef v'mi adifa tanu shalani mikira. V'mi kal makom nira shi'etz l'chus al aminak. He cried this bar the poskim, she'ein lesser chazar elam ken yishkom, shakaderi yanasa rosakas menachom, ze ein mazikol kach, okein ein lefak beik, bazet. So maybe you could justify those that are mako, that if you're being maxer to a temperature that's not going to heat up the kedera any further. Maybe there's more. You're not going to get to Yatzalah this bow. Maybe there's more room to be mako. That's irrelevant by us, where it would more typically get to Yad Saleh this bow.
If we won't get Yad Saleh this bow, why is it Buster at all? Because it's on a blech, even though we won't get that right.
That's correct. Yeah, Al Gabbav is going to be Usher even if it doesn't get to Yad Saleh this bow. But the Ramah qualifies, again, the Ramah says, even if you're going to be Mekel like the Ran, but if it's ice cold, it doesn't help. So if you take the chalim pot off the blech and it's sitting down before for 20 minutes, it's still hot. It's still at least warm. Fine. But once it becomes a stein legamri, then it's going to be usher. So this is one of the Tanai Akzara, as we saw, that it has to be lo nitztanein legamri. Why is that? Because if you have all the other Tanai Akzara in place, what's the problem if it's nitztanein legamri? It says the Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Lamed Vav. The Magen Avraham here is going on the next instance or the next reference to Lo Nitztanein Legamri. This is on the Ramah in Sifhei in the context of Al Gabi Kedera. Where it has to be lo nitztanein in legamri, says the Magen Avraham, v'afilu b'davar she'ein bo marak or merak, the last bay mishum bishel, even if it's a davar lach, I'm sorry, even if it's a davar yavish, where there's no concern of bishel achar bishel, asur im nitztanein. It's still going to be asir lach zero if it's nitztanein. Davale kemaniach lekira lechachila b'shabbos the asir, because that is the din of nisina mechadash. Bala shehiya rishona. That not the reason that it can't be nitztanein legamri is not a function of bishal achar bishal, because it applies even by a davar yavesh where there is no bishal achar bishal. The problem is that if it's nitztanein legamri, so that indicates a certain Hesach Hadas from the Shehir Rishona, Bala Shehir Rishona, to paraphrase Rashi, and then it'll be Aser, Delivi to Yerla Chazara, and that now is considered in the Sina Mechadash, that's not considered Chazara. There's no Shaychus between the original placement on the flame and this Kedera, once the Kedera is Nitztanein Legamri. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Be'er Halacha, the end of the simon. Dira maska ubulvad, ubulvad shalana sign legamri. I am Magen Avraham. Shakasa vafila bedavish ein bo marak, the last bay mishum bishel, asir nitztanein, davale kamaniach lakira lachachila bishabas asir, the lowi tira lachazara, akalashon kavanaso, the lokai alapandish, shakasa lamad, we're going on the case of the kogo. The darvish ein bo marak. There's no liquid on the kogel. The bezak haimel and the ein bishel achar bishel. I feel the nifsan legamri v'chanal b'sifkata and peivav. Uzeti rates the aser bezak mishum davalei kaminiach lekira lechachila. The chidesh bezak din chadash. So the Ramah here is going at the din of the kogel, the pandish That's a davar yavesh. And yet, you can only be machzir it if it's lo nistan legamri. So Magen Avraham is telling us a din chadash that one of the tanai achzara is it can't be nistan legamri, because if it was nothing to do with bishul, well, the shiri shona, there's no shaykhus to the original shihia, and therefore it has a din of a nesina mechadash, which is usher. Aval, bibir agra kasav ubilvad. Kanal. So the Gaon here, Kedarka Bakodesh, has one word, which is a Rashi Tevos. He writes Kanal. Sifkat and Samuf Dalit in our version. What does Kanal mean? Rasa Lomar. That Tan Kamosha Kasav Rasif Bays, the Beina Sheva Sacha Stafka, Kamosha Pirsha Grasha Matan, the Imnitstan in the Obishal Ayin Sham. No, not a din chadash of nitzina mechadash. This is the regular old din of bishul achar bishul. If it's going to be nitzan legamri and it's a davar lach, then you can't be mafzer because of bishul achar bishul. V'chei mashma l'ma'ayim b'darki Moshe shekasav t'v'davar tzonein nogim kabeis yosef. V'choshishin l'hachmir u'mizen aved divrei ma bagazu. Is because of Shaykh Obishal. When we call them Mucha Shepher Shu Kagra, that has nothing to do with Nesina Mechadash. Promise Bishal Acher Bishal. Umashuk Shalom Magadavav de Lokai Ala Pandish, Dudarva Yavesh. There is no liquid. Pasha Darama, Kalaba Yesh Matirim, Gam Darvish Yeshba Marak, Yelzak Arma Ubulvad. So when the Ramah says Ubavad, it's not going only on the Pandish, the Ramah is going the Chlolius. But in a Hanami, according to the Gaon, the concern is only where you have a Davar Lach, and there's a potential for Bishal Achar Bishal. But if it is a Davar Yavesh, where there's no concern of Bishal Achar Bishal, then even if it's Tan Lagamri, it would be Mutter Lach Zero, as long as all the other Tanai Achzara are met. Okay. So this is what is known, at least a term I heard Rabbi Willig use, as the Boston Arat. That the Rav famously was matir for the residents of Boston to be mitzaref the Ran with the Gaon, and allow for what we would call Nesina Mechadash if something was on the flame when Shabbos began, and you take it off Friday night and put it in the refrigerator, as long as it is a Davar Yavesh, you could return it to the flame, you turn it onto the blech on Shabbos. So to rely on the Ran that Hafsara is only a problem if it wasn't on the flame when Shabbos began. The Ran says that only helps if it's, with the way the Ramah presents it, it only helps if it's lo nistan in legamri. But according to the Gaon, lo nistan legamri is only relevant when it comes to Lotus on the Gami is only relevant when it comes to a Davar Lach, not a Davar Yavesh. And therefore, it would be mutter to put your piece of schnitzel that was on the flame when Shabbos began back into the onto the flame Shabbos day, even if it was in the refrigerator all night. This is what the Rav apparently was matter to the Baal Batim in Boston. Seems to be a question exactly how much Behar Vacha. But Rabbi Yaakov Jaffe, who is the current rabbi of the Maimonides Minyan in Boston, found these kitchen instructions that were drafted by the Rav for the Maimonides kitchen and used on Shabbos. So he writes, no food or utensils or equipment may be brought to the school after sunset on Fridays. Fine. The flame must be covered with a metal covering before sunset. And the knobs must also be covered or removed. So it's mafmir for the Rosh Hashanah Kosis that he thought like Rabbi Aaron Cutler, like Rabbi Aaron Kosis and Rabbi Aaron Cutler, that for Ketima, you have to cover the knobs also, or maybe the Ikar is the knobs. Number three, all the food that will be served warm must be on the stove covering before sunset. Okay, this is the setup. Number four, the food may be removed from the stove only after nightfall. These may then be placed in a refrigerator. Okay. Number five, it doesn't apply to Dabur Lach. Number six, any solid foods, not liquid foods or gravy, may be removed from the refrigerator and placed on the stove covering, provided that points three and four were attended to. So this is the Boston Arav, that as long the Boston Aran, that as long as you have the Davar Yavesh on the block when Shabbos begins, you can take it off later Friday night, put it in the refrigerator, and do Nesina Mechadash on the block over the fire mamish on Shabbos day. And Rabbi Jaffe told me that the older Balabatim, who are, there aren't too many of them around anymore, but he said when he first came to Boston 10 years ago or so, there were more of the older Balabatim who were there in the time of the Rav, who did this in practice on a regular basis. And these are the instructions for the kitchen in Maimonides that that the Rav promulgated.
Yeah, but one interesting thing is I understand about the Sfar of the Ran.
Yes.
I mean, my understanding is that it's the Ran that she does about Mexican Babasha. Because if there's full issue Shia, then there's
right.
And you know, and my understanding of the Ran is that since it was there from the beginning of Shabbos, you're just taking it off for a few minutes and putting it back on, so it doesn't look like Babasha. But we're here, there's such a large, difference, time span between taking it off and taking it on. So it would be a concern with the next Mavasha. I don't know, it's just. You know, otherwise, what's the story of the run? I guess that's what.
Well, again, the run is based on the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi is talking about where it is Garfa Katam. The question is Tanai Hafzara. So why do you need Tanai Hafzara in general? Because you need to establish a Shaychus to, let's say, it's you need to establish a Shaychus to the original Shehiyah. So if it was there when Shabbos began, that creates enough of a shaychus. So even if it's the Nikol Gabi Karka, you can then put it back. So again, we're not recommending this halacha l'maisa, but in Svara, you could argue that shaychus exists. It's not time dependent. That if it was there when Shabbos began, that established that shaychus, and that shaychus continues. Now, the Magen Avraham understands that no, the din in the Stein Legamri is reflective of a gap in that shaychus. But if you don't view the Stein Legamri that way, you view the Stein Legamri like the Gom, that it's simply a technical initial problem. So then you can say that the shaychus exists, and even if it's a Nikol Gabri Karka, that's not Balashi Rishona. If it was there when Shabbos began, that's maybe the Sfar of the Yerushalmi. And again, halacha, Lamaisa, if you didn't grow up in Boston in the 1970s, you probably shouldn't try this at home. We'll talk, I guess, next time about other ways of doing essentially Nesina Mechadish that are easier. But at least for Balabatim, where, again, depends how you menaseach this, but at least as I think Rabbi Ulrich Schefter may have said, it was more in the context where it's a struggle to have proper Shmir Shabbos in communities. So this is a kula that might have been helpful to people who were who needed a kula, but not something to try at home. Now, this is relevant. Like, for example, Moshe writes, Chela Galo Simen Sadi Dalid, that nothing to it. Inei. Lahasir minim karer ala tanur davar gush and espashel with neshabis. Aser lemakam shabshir l'schamim achi yatzle despo afrak aydeiz man rav. The afshe beyave shem b'marak l'shaik b'bishal achar bishal. Yikamakam aser lahasir afim silka b'shabis. Because you're going to be silka me'er shabis. The after learn his thought in aser to kenos in atam echadash. Shasir midin eser hafzara shabish kira. So even if it's still hot, still you'll rely on the rod. Remotion. Chelak Aleph Simon Sadi Dalit. So you can't rely on the rod even if it's still hot. So I think we'll wrap up now, but next time Rav Hashem will discuss, even to the extent that the rod is not accepted alone, la halacha, there are certain scenarios where the rod is used as a sniff together with other factors that may be at play. So next time we will talk about those nafkamina, and then we'll move on to talk about kedera gabe kedera and kedera rekanis. Okay.
Would the in the case where the blech falls off, would that be, if you're holding the challenge, you can't do it. If someone else is there, is it muktzah to put it back?
No, the pasuk assumes that a blech is not muktzah. Even a situation where, let's say the blech falls off, let's say you forgot to put up a blech before Shabbos. So if it's lone special, gamri, so then you can't take it off, put a blech on and put it down because now you're doing an act of kira bishul. But if you have something that was on the flame before Shabbos and it's already in the special, the gamri, so the ikar adin, the special kotsar, the ikar adin, there's no issue shahia, because the ikar adin, you don't need gar for katum if for Shia purposes if it's in the special gamri, where generally mach would always be gar for katum just to be safe. But in that case where it's written in special gamri and there's no concern that you're going to be mekar bishulo by taking it off for a minute, so then you can put a blech down and put it back on top of the blech, which would enable hachzara later. So the pasuk assumes it's not muksa in that scenario.
And it also would be muksa if it was on. There was a blech in it.
Right. Again, assuming that there's no bishul consideration. Right.
Where we send out that is that